following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Let's admit it. Football is the best game ever. How do we know? We're Dave and Buster's. We know games. So when we decided to make a place to watch football, we had to make the best sports bar ever, naturally. So check out Dave and Buster's new sports bar, the biggest HD screens up to 180 inches, game day specials on wings and beer. Plus, it's the only place where you can watch the games and play all the awesome Dave and Buster's games, too. The new sports bar at Dave and Buster's. Visit bestsportsbarever.com.
You know, Green, in business, travel just like football, you sometimes have to call a hotel audible.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Who doesn't? But it's also when La Quinta Inns and Suites can really save the day with LQ Instant Hold.
Yeah, it lets you instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
All without having to grab your credit card.
That's because LQ Instant Hold is one more way La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
So when you're on the road and the game plans change,
all you have to do is call an audible.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda, Damon Day, on this Tuesday. You realize this is the last Tuesday of September already?
It's Baseball Tuesday. Huskers got a bye, so there's nothing to rehash over that. But, I mean, if you've been watching the playoff picture,
yeah.
Royals game last night, Alex Gordon, big throw in the 10th.
Scores the winning run in the 12th. It's just
exciting.
It's so bittersweet, though, because they have no chance.
You know,
it's nice that they're finishing with Seattle and the White Sox, but they're still three back this morning with six to play.
Crazier things have happened. If you're, but they did secure the winning season, and that's a huge first step to learn to where they, you know, kind of need to go next. And
they have the longest drought in Major League Baseball of not making the playoffs. You thought the Pittsburgh Pirates had been out forever? No, the Royals. It's been 7 years longer.
I didn't realize that.
Years. Yeah.
I didn't realize that one.
Yeah. And we were talking about it a little bit yesterday with Jimmy Langan, and I had brought up the point that the Royals fell short by splitting their series with the White Sox this year, and they're horrible. And then they lose 2 of 3 to Miami. Horrible. I think they lost to Houston. Horrible. And that's what's allowing Texas to get in, because they're 14-2. They got to play them that many times this year. But then I was reminded it wasn't any of that. It was going 4-17 in May.
Yeah.
In a 21-game stretch.
Yeah. You know, and that when you look back over an entire major league season, you can see the highs, the lows. But when you get, you know, 13 games below 500 for a month, that's going to be something to kind of be tough to battle back from. And I do always say is that when you in Major League Baseball, the teams that you're supposed to beat aren't necessarily, just because they're bad doesn't necessarily mean you're always going to beat them, because they are professional pitchers. I mean, they do have an ability. They may lack consistency to be a consistent starter, but for the most part, they always have the ability to go out there and give 5 or 6 innings of quality pitching. And that's what's kind of different when you look at records. Most of those teams have the ability to win. They lack the consistency to win, if that, you know. So, because starting pitching and pitching, if it shows up on a night, you're only as good as your starting pitching. And all those teams, they may not be great, but they got some pretty, you know, they still have good pitchers when they show up, can do their thing. The Rodriguez kid from Miami, you know, they shut him down, but, you know, he's going to go to the highest bidder next. Type of thing, or he'll be traded this offseason, because he's the real deal. He's a good one.
Folks, coming up on the show, as we do every Tuesday, Daryl Morris and Tony Harper to talk UNK and Hastings College football. We're even going to talk a little Hastings College volleyball today with Matt Buttermore as they get ready for Concordia tomorrow. They suffered their first conference loss in the last 2 seasons at 20th-ranked Dort on Saturday, and we'll talk with Coach in our final segment here today. We've also got some of your emails to get to, obviously concerning the Huskers, so we'll get to those in just a moment. If you would like to email the program, you can send them to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and of course tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can call the Bruce Furniture fan line. You'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. You got South Dakota State baseball versus UNK?
No, they won't play us.
How many non-conference games do you get to have this year?
10.
Yeah.
We are playing, I think. I'm excited about our preseason schedule. It's a really good one. We're going to go open up Metro State's new baseball stadium, which we're really excited about. It's smack dab in downtown Denver. And then the following weekend, we go out and we'll play No. 3 Mesa State. On there, Brandley. They got a minor league team there now that moved into Sepulveda. I think they've done about $20 million worth of renovations to Sepulveda Stadium. So we're really excited. Our first two opponents, we get to play in some pretty cool Division II. They're really not Division II stadiums, but they're they're pretty cool Division II baseball facilities. And so we're really excited about, you know, that. It's a long way away. It's still September, but very excited about our preseason schedule.
And fall ball?
Fall ball's going well. You know, you're not allowed to talk about things because I don't understand it, but we've had some pretty cool experiences, gotten to do some pretty cool things. I mean, we did get to go play at TD Ameritrade. I guess after a fact, you're allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about scores or highlights or anything like that, but you want to talk about a wide eye. It was a really cool experience as a coach to get to
Is that your NCAA violation phone right
that's
there?
Yeah, my phone's going off, but it was a pretty cool experience to get to take the guys at TD Ameritrade. They took us in the players' entrance, and we got to go in the locker rooms, and to say that it is an over-the-top experience and that they did it first class would be a dramatic understatement. So just a very cool experience to go down there and play Creighton, and we played pretty well. I was really excited about how well we played.
Well, good, and I think the playing is a little bit better from week to week, and that's all you can hope for. And we're talking about that right now on our Tuesday segment with Daryl Morris and Tony Harper. We will talk Bronco and Loper football. Head coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, good morning. As always, thanks for the time. And I guess I'll ask you, the team seems to be getting better every week. Is that your assessment?
I think in parts of it we are getting better. Obviously, I think everybody would notice the fact that Bronson Marsh seems to be coming around and his development seems to be on course, so to speak. So certainly that way. Parts of our football team are pretty good. Our offensive line is performing very well. Our defensive line against the run is performing very well. You know, we're still fighting the big play in the secondary, and we're still fighting some kicking issues. But, yeah, I think we're getting better a little bit by a little bit.
You guys were able to make a heck of a comeback in the second half. You played a good second half in your second game of the season as well. Anything you can put your finger on of why the slow starts, Daryl?
I don't know. We've tried changing the way we warm up for four games. We've tried changing the way we practice with more up-tempo things earlier in practice. So right now, you know, we're grasping at straws. We're trying everything we can think of to try to get our team to come out of the locker room before – you know, we had a goal last week defensively. You know, they weren't going to score the first time they touched the ball, and we were successful in that. But we still gave up points, touchdowns the next two or three times they touched the football. So that's something we're working on. We're trying to figure that out.
Coach, as you kind of mentioned with Bronson Marsh kind of knocking off the rust after not getting to play last season, is he about where you thought he would be? Is he ahead of schedule? How is he really doing in development?
Oh, I think he's probably right where you could expect him to be. I mean, he's a very gifted football player, and he's a talented kid. But still, there's nothing like practicing, and there's nothing like live fast reps. And I think the more he gets those reps, the better he'll get, the faster his brain will move, the better he will see things. The quicker he will react to what he sees, and his diagnostic processes will become more acute. So I think he's right on schedule. I still think, you know, next year he'll be even better than he is this year by the end of this season if we can keep him healthy, and we hope we can. So I think he's on track.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, is joining us here. Let's talk about what's going on the defensive side of the football. Your assessment on how they played on Saturday.
Well, again, you know, we're down a couple of corners, and that's hurting us pretty badly. And we're struggling with the long ball and the big play. And you know, we're going to unredshirt Damian Wilson, who's a young freshman corner this week, and see if we can't get shore that position up a little bit, perhaps. You know, we're just, I think the kids up front are playing very well against the run for the most part. We're just still struggling with the passing game, defending the pass.
A few penalties in this ball game both ways on Saturday. Your thoughts after you looked at the film?
I've coached the offensive line for about 30 years now, and I don't think I've ever had three chop penalties called on us, but what he sees and what I see, maybe not the same, but it is what it is, so you move on. We had a young man get ejected, and obviously we won't agree with that. I have never had that before. So we're not a talented enough football team to do some of the things we're doing to hurt ourselves. You got to be able to control your temper. You got to be able to control your emotions in this game, and Lenyatta Kyles wasn't able to do that, and he paid the price, and we paid the price for it. His teammates paid the price for his actions. So obviously we've had conversations with him about that. Some of the penalties, sometimes, you know, guys, you just got to turn a blind eye. The kids are playing hard and they're getting after it, and sometimes things happen. So we won't get after kids that are getting penalties because they're playing hard, especially when the penalty is perhaps disputable or debatable.
Just another minute or so here with Daryl Morris. Before we talk about this week's opponent, obviously the fans are going to want your thoughts on the fake punt. You guys were right there. You were ready to get the football back and possibly have a chance to pull the upset. Take me through what, I mean, because if I'm a coach on that sideline, I might not be thinking fake punt in that situation. 30 seconds before that happened, take me through what's going through you guys.
Well, you know, Coach Everson pretty much just wanted to have the gaps filled, and we had a couple kids align inappropriately, and that's disturbing because we spent a lot of time last week. They would show you four or five and have the capability of showing you four or five different formations in their punting game, and we went through every one of them multiple times, made sure everybody knew what their alignment assignments were, made sure the communication process was good, and as luck would have it, it wasn't. We had but three guys that needed to slide over a little bit, and a couple other guys needed to step down inside a little bit, just pre-snap alignment issues, and you know they did a great job. It was a heck of a call on their part. I mean, had they not gotten it, they were in big trouble, and I think they knew that. And so, you know, you got to tip your hat to them. I don't like it. Obviously, I fake punts on people all the time, and I think when somebody fakes a punt on you, it makes you look silly, and I think we look silly.
Coach, moving ahead, your schedule, unfortunately, the schedule makers were not kind. You go to Northwest Missouri State this weekend. What are they all about?
They're about being about as good as you can be at the Division II level. I mean, that's the commitment they have for that football program. That's the expectations they have. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. But, heck, that's what life's all about, challenges every week. So, we're going to go down there with every expectation to win the football game, and we're going to try to play better. We're going to try to play smarter. We're going to try not to turn the football over. We're going to try not to let them, score quickly on us. We're going to try to outscore them in the early part of the football game, not to have to throw our game plan away by the end of the first quarter. So there's lots of things that we can work on. There's lots of things we can do better for ourselves and quit hurting ourselves, and we need to do that, or we're not going to be very successful this year.
Darrell, is there anything that's different about Northwest Missouri than maybe what you saw last year?
No, they're going to be a balanced defense. I mean, you know, they're scoring points like crazy. They do have the ability to jump on you pretty quick. They've done that with everybody they've played. Central Missouri gave them a little bit of a tussle. They actually had them down for about a half. Saginaw got after them just a little bit, but they blew Fort Hays out with no problem. And, they've won their games without a lot of difficulty. So they're a solid football team, athletic on defense, got a lot of guys. They can bring guys off the sideline and still have some talent on the field. Quarterbacks are good, throw the ball well, just a well-balanced football team.
When they got a kid like Brady Bowles, do you have to do something special with a guy like that?
No, I mean, you just got to try to play football with him, and he's smart, and he runs their offense well, and both their quarterbacks are excellent football players, and Brady, I think, ran for a touchdown last year. Austin threw for a touchdown, so, he's a good football player. You just got to play defense. You got to run. You got to tackle. You got to block. You got to catch, and, you got to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
Finally, Darrell, health right now?
Not too bad. We are down a little bit at corner. I think, Trajan Alexander's got a little MCL strain, so he might not play. It's going to be a game-time decision on him. If not, then I probably Tanner Morachek would start over there, and Lenyatta Kyles will be back at his spot on the left side. So hence is the reason why we maybe need to unredshirt Damian Wilson and get him ready to play just in case we lose another corner. So we're probably a couple weeks out before Kenny Hill might come back, and we're a couple weeks out probably before Lenyatta Kyles can come back if it's not sooner than that.
All right, Darrell, best of luck. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Always appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care, Darrell Morris. Head football coach, UNK. Man. A win, again, just does so much for you. And they were very close on Saturday. You kind of get to that thought, Damon, that, you can't redo things. But week three, if they have that, I don't want to say effort because I think they're always trying, but if they have that kind of result in week one or week two, they probably are on the board. But their best effort came against the best football team, maybe the best football team that they've played so far.
You know, they're young, and then that's what happens with a young team is trying to get consistency, and I think they're definitely going to get there. And like Coach said, Bronson Marsh is getting better every week and getting knocking the rust off and getting used to the system and getting used to Division II play. And I mean, from what I've seen of him, he is everything that you're going to want in a quarterback. He's just kind of got to take those lumps and learn those lessons. And so I think the fact that they're young and they do have some guys inexperienced, that's what happens when inexperience shows, is that you can't get them to get up for every game. They can't always play at their best because they're still learning and making mistakes. And so I know Coach Morris is going to keep them fighting, and their schedule does not get any easier, but that's life in the MIAA. There's so many solid teams and so many good programs. It just kind of seems like week in and week out, you better be ready to go.
Well, I don't even think that matters. You know, I think that matters, but I think they can be as ready to go as possible. And right now the discrepancy just isn't bouncing their way. I talked about it, and I didn't bring it up again today with Coach, because last week we talked about it with him, and we talked about it with Andy Siegel on the offensive coordinator last week as well, running the football. Bronson Marsh might be being asked to do too much, although he's doing it. 194 yards rushing was the second most by any quarterback in UNK history. The problem is the rest of the guys that you put in there, 20 carries among the four of them, and it's about, what do I got here, 68 yards, something like that?
Yeah, he is getting a tremendous amount of workload as they're trying to get their running backs, you know, more in tune and get them more production. But, you know, I think the big Achilles heel has been the injury to Kenny Hill, and that secondary being so youthful and being so young and not having that first-team personnel out there does lead to the big play, and that's something that's come up and bit him a few times this season.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Think Midway.com. But right now, you want to check out the great opportunity this Sunday. Sometimes you just have that day to do some things, and they will be open this Sunday at Midway from noon to 5. They only do that Sunday opening a couple of times a year, so this is your chance to take advantage of extra time at Midway this Sunday from noon to 5. Check out the new Rams and Silverados, save thousands of dollars, and of course they've got some 2014 Impalas and Buick Encores on the lot, but they're very popular and they move right through. Stop by, get yours today, check it out, see what it's all about at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Summer's over. Kids are back in school. With my schedule, how am I going to stay in shape?
Complete Nutrition will help you do it all this fall. Picture yourself trim and fit.
Yeah.
With more energy and motivation.
Well, that's better.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you do it? You took charge with a little help from your partners at Complete Nutrition.
Can they help me lose weight?
Complete Nutrition will customize a weight loss plan for you that'll work.
This won't be easy.
Talk to our experts about your goals. We have the advice and products that will help you meet them.
Do you know how busy I am?
Yes. We'll design a plan to fit in with your busy life.
Okay. I just need the willpower.
Maybe you just need to visit Complete Nutrition for a plan that makes finding the willpower a little bit easier. You can do it all this fall.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
You know, my schedule doesn't look so scary anymore.
Complete Nutrition.
If you work from home, you know there are times when you need a more professional image. That's why a Regis virtual office is so smart. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and phone number for your business card, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, access to meeting rooms. Get 30 days free, yeah, free, at regus.com/sport or call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
College football is back in full stride, which means the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway is back again to change the lives of deserving students around the country. Like our 2012 SEC winner, Garrett Booker, who overcame adversity by joining the Boy Scouts and working hard to become an Eagle Scout. Garrett is using the $100,000 tuition money to fulfill his dream of making a difference in the world. What do you want to do to change the world? Go to drpeppertuition.com and tell us your story. No purchase necessary. For a chance to compete to win up to $100,000 in tuition, head to drpeppertuition.com. Must be 18 to 24 to compete. Ends December 13th, 2013.
Thursday night, it's an NFC West matchup in St. Louis when Sam Bradford and the Rams square off against Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Edward Jones Dome. Can the Rams slow down the San Francisco offense, or will the 49ers bounce back from two straight losses? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some lingering clouds around early on today, followed by sunshine developing. With a high at 75, north winds will stay at about 10 to 20. Tonight, with clear skies and light winds, some patchy fog is possible late, with a low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 61.
You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. And you never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Mike and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Which surprising 3-0 NFL team is the most real? Bears, Chiefs, Dolphins.
I like what Trestman's doing with the Bears, but I also like what Andy Reid's really doing with the Chiefs. I think the, no offense to Mr. Bushcutter, I think the Dolphins are
the most surprising, yeah. Yeah.
But I think they're the one that'll fade the fastest. I think they're the most surprising, but I also think that they will be, they could very easily be 3-3 in 3 weeks.
They could be, but I said it at the beginning of the year, I had faith in Miami being a 500 football team. I don't know how they're going to get to it, just from the fact that the Jets and the Dolphins, or the Jets and the Bills are in their division, which could be four wins. And if that's four, then you're halfway to eight, and there you go. I'll agree with you. I think they are the most surprising. I'm a little bit surprised about the Bears, but as I heard the national pundits kind of talk more and more about them the week leading up to the season, I thought, okay, well, let's see. And there you go. I had been kind of on the Cutler bandwagon, and then just the last couple years you forget about him because there's no reason to be anymore. So there you go, and the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday: which wild card contender not currently in has the best chance of making the playoffs? 53% said Texas, 31% with the heart of the Royals, and then the Orioles and Yankees well back. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Midtown Mart Cooler Question. You can vote on it every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. We roll on this Tuesday, Doug Duda and Damon Day welcoming in the head football coach at Hastings College, and that is Tony Harper. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing okay. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the phone. It's a Tuesday. We're getting ready for Dakota Wesleyan. Got to fix a lot of things, and then we're here. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, I guess nobody would be more shocked than the coaches with how this thing turned out on Saturday, and with the defensive touchdowns. And I mean, yeah, you get smacked in the face right away, but then it was just like trying to go through a minefield. And as we know, when this kind of thing happens, before you know it, you can't even get to the halftime locker room.
No, that snowball, she gathered a lot of momentum very early in that game, and we didn't have the snow fence out to slow it down at all. We just didn't perform very well. And, it started with the false starts, first play of the game, you know, defensive scores for those guys, special team scores, and we didn't stop anybody. But you know, that's why we go out there and play the game. That's why there's another week this week to get better and to refocus on what we got to do.
Did you sense this going into the week?
No. To be honest with you, I was so proud of how the guys competed the week before against Concordia with the adversity, the injuries, the losing some of the starters that we had. Guys competed. They came back. We had a chance in that game. Obviously, we weren't successful in that game. Then last week, going into the Dome game, we had, you know, one of the best weeks of practices we've had so far this year. I mean, guys were flying around. The tempo was great. We were getting after it. And then all of a sudden, bang, Saturday happened. And, again, you want to turn around and be like, okay, what happens if we do this? What happens if we do this? Bottom line was, as the head coach, I didn't have those guys perform or prepared, ready to play on homecoming day. And, that's something I got to look at in the mirror and get fixed. But we didn't see this one coming at all, because if we did, we definitely would have stopped it really early.
What did you see when you watched the film?
You know what we saw? We sat down, we talked as coach and staff after we watched the film, and what we saw was a lack of playing within the system, a lack of doing what is expected individually on that play. And, that comes from practice, that comes from watching film, that comes from doing the extra little things in practice throughout the week. We have to do a better job, I have to do a better job of nitpicking, be specific. We all hated it when we was growing up with our moms and our dads were saying, well, you did, that's a good job, but you didn't clean your room this way, you didn't wash your truck this way, and that's what we got to do. We got to really turn over every single rock we can and put our guys in every possible position we can throughout the week to get them prepared for every game on Saturday.
Talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Once again, you used both quarterbacks. Where are we at there?
Well, right now we're kind of up in the air. Matt, he got banged around a little bit. We're in the process of kind of seeing where he's at physically from that standpoint, we can plan on seeing both those guys hopefully this Saturday, but right now we're at a point This is very early in the week. We have to do some checking on it from a training standpoint, and we'll go from there. But, you know, we got confidence in both those guys. You know, it's not just one guy, even though he's the quarterback, his pitcher's on the paper and everything like that. You know, it takes everybody out there on the field and the guys on the sidelines to make sure we're doing our jobs from that. So Matt's taking these bumps, but we know Matt will get better, and we know AJ's right there to push him along with a couple other freshmen.
I'm sure there's all those intangibles that can work in this. This is supposed to be a rivalry game. Doan hadn't done much in Hastings for quite a few years, and I'm sure once they got it going, they didn't want to take their foot off the gas. Is their defense that good?
Their defense is very athletic. They play hard, and they fly to the football. You know, you pop them up on film, and you look at them and be like, well, why are they doing this or why are they doing that? You know, and I think what they create problems for is putting you in tough situations that, and you know coaches, you guys have been around a lot of coaches your entire life and in your profession. We have a tendency of, well, this is how I always do it. This is the only way to do it. By golly, this is the way we're going to do it. And I think, you know, a lot of credit goes to Coach Franz and his staff where they think outside the box. They create mismatches, and they just play hard and they play fast. They are a great defense. You don't have those stats for just kind of rolling the football out. But they do some things that, you know, put you in tough positions from an alignment standpoint and things like that.
Coach Damon Day here. Obviously, Dakota Wesleyan coming up. What are you doing to get your team prepared to take them on?
Well, right now what we're doing is we watched a ton of film on Sunday on the game against Doan. We got prepared for Dakota Wesleyan yesterday with film. We'll have our first practice this week. What we got to do, and again, this is coach speak, but what we got to do is we got to stop worrying about who we're playing, where we're playing, what time of day it is, and what the weather's going to be. We got to focus on our playbook. We got to focus on when we step foot on that field on Saturday. We got to know in this situation they're going to do this regardless of offense, defense, or special teams. And we're going to push the guys a little bit more. We're going to open some positions up so to get some guys to some competing. That's the biggest thing is we got to compete. And that starts at the top, and we got to push those guys. And that's what we're really focusing on this week because Dakota Wesleyan offensively is one of the best, if not the best, in the conference of returning guys that we've seen. And we're going to have to play great football and create mismatches on our own end.
I'd follow up on that a little bit, Tony. What does Dakota Wesleyan do so well?
You know, their quarterback, Bain, I think he's like a 4-year starter. Feels like he's been there for 12 years. But he is he can deal it. I mean, this kid, as a returning quarterback, passing-wise, is the best quarterback coming back in the GPAC. They got a receiver, the Meilenberg kid. He's just a physical specimen. He didn't play last year because of an injury. He was an All-American his sophomore year. His junior year. He can go up and get anything from that. They're going to spread you out, do a bunch of mismatches from that. Defensively, they're an odd front, 3-4. But what they do is they play a lot of quarters, and they just come with a lot of pressure. Those are some of the things that they do very well. And what we're going to have to do defensively is we're going to have to, you know, limit Meilenberg's touches. We got to get people at Bain's feet. And offensively, we have to run the football and get a big push up front.
Well, we better let you get back to work then. You got some work to do, man.
Hey, I got a full sheet of paper, and I'm ready to get back to work because it's all about the attitude, and we're looking forward to the challenge this week.
All right, Tony. Hey, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College. That's a rough one. Very rarely do we have to talk to the coaches when they come off a pounding. It happened to UNK on opening night, and it happened to Hastings College here. Every coach, well, worth their salt that's been around any time, has been rolled up more than they would have thought they would have been. How do you got to keep that smile on? There's a lot of season left, and you know you're going to win some more games no matter what the sport is.
You know, that's why I always tip my cap to football coaches, because at least in baseball, when something goes wrong, you're usually back at it the half hour later or you're back at it the next day. It's always bad to lose on Sundays in baseball because then you do have that whole week type of thing. And so, you know, I think you're right. I think that's the challenge that Hastings College is facing right now. They just lost a big-time rivalry game and did not do it pretty. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go in a time machine and go back. So you can only work on the things that you can do moving forward and control what you can control. And, you know, I always joke when people are like, oh, that's all coach, you know. It isn't. it's not just coach speak. It's what you truly have to do when things don't go your way is figure out what went wrong and go back out and try to fix them. That's all you really can do, because to sit around and just feel sorry for yourself and say, oh, well, you know, it's over. It's not. They still got, what, seven ball games left and still have an opportunity to accomplish some things that I'm sure they want to accomplish. And they do have a young quarterback that just needs to continually get better. And you know, so Dakota Wesleyan is the challenge ahead of them heading into this weekend.
Be a pair of 1-2 teams that play on Saturday, and you'll hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Coming up, we're going to talk some Husker football. We've got your emails to get to. The last segment, we'll talk Hastings volleyball with Coach Matt Buttermore. They're playing well once again. Folks, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge Alliance, it doesn't matter which store you stop at, but for 36 years, Bruce Furniture has focused on you, the customer, where they talk about you specifically. They take care of you. Whatever you want, color, size, style, price, they are there for you. They'll get you exactly the piece of furniture, the mattress, the flooring, whatever you need. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. You can visit them at brucefurniture.com. And don't forget, easy credit terms, free professional delivery, and free setup and free haul away of all, if you want them to, of all that furniture moving in and moving out. Kearney Hastings, Holdridge and Lyons, it's Bruce Furniture, and we're back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, problem solve. How about develop creative solutions? But if your team's spread out in different locations, coming together is often almost impossible. Unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's the powerfully simple way to not only meet, but collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you're at. You can be in San Diego, she's in New York. GoToMeeting allows you to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. Okay, turn on your webcam to see each other's face face-to-face in HD video. Easy to launch, easy to join a meeting I have from anywhere. All you do, use your computer, use your phone, your tablet. You can even present it, by the way, from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering clouds around early on today, followed by sunshine developing. With a high at 75, north winds will stay at about 10 to 20. Tonight, with clear skies and light winds, some patchy fog is possible late with a low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK volleyball team is at home tonight as they take on York College. I suggest you get there early. because it should not last long. Maybe you get a chance for the Lopers that haven't got to see a whole lot of varsity action to get on the floor. York's just won two matches. UNK, sixth in the country, is 11-1, and then they will hit the road on Friday for a couple of non-conference games this week for the Lopers. For Hastings College, you know, the streak came to an end on Saturday, but what a run it was. 16-0 last year in the conference, started 3-0 this year, and cracked the top 25. Matt Buttermore, the head coach, joins us here. Doug Duda, Damon Day on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
How was the meeting?
The meeting?
Yeah, I thought you had a big meeting today.
Oh, it's still going on. I just got out.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you doing that. You know, this we talked about it on the show a bunch. I was so surprised at the lack of preseason recognition that your volleyball team got, and I think you came out and showed and played very well in the non-conference and started off 3-0. What's your assessment of how the team has played so far?
You know, I'm pretty happy with it overall. We need to. There's a couple of big ones I wish we would have had, but you know, I don't want to say we're young, but we know a whole lot of experience. Some of the kids that graduated have been starters for 4 years, so we have some kids that have been, you know, sitting behind them. They're getting a chance to play now, and but in those big games, we don't have some of that experience that those kids had. So we're learning some things. We've won the ones we needed to for sure, and we were sure we'd like that have that win on Saturday, but I just made too many errors to beat a good team like Dort. So, but overall, I'm pretty pleased about where we're at.
Are you surprised at the way some of these young kids are playing? I mean, we look at the stats and we look at the names that are doing some things for you, and they are the youngsters.
Yeah. You know, Shondell, we started out in a 6-2. We switched to a 5-1 in the middle of one match. Shondell Davidson from Gretna, and she kind of ran with it and did a great job. We've been running a 5-1 since then. And I was against number 7 Georgetown. We came back and took it to 5 sets, lost 17-19 in the fifth. So Cannon Dahlke's been our kill leader for a while here. Had a couple rough matches the last couple weeks, but overall we've been pretty impressed by how she comes out and competes in game time. And then we've had some returners do some nice things. Katie Zuha stepped up this year. Shayna Shocker is having an unbelievable year, considering she had labrum and rotator cuff surgery after the season last year. So she was a question mark for me, and now she's right on pace to be an All-American again. So, you know, it's we've had some nice surprises this year for sure.
Talking with Matt Buttermore, the head coach of Hastings College, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Team is setting 11-6, 3-1 in the conference. As far as the amount of girls that you're playing so far, is it where you want to be? It looks like a lot of kids are at least seeing some action.
Yeah, I think that's part and parcel with having a younger team. You get some inconsistency, and in the middle of the game, we got to, you know, kind of stop the bleeding, so to speak, and get some people in there. I think last year we had such an experienced group. We really trusted those girls to let them work through it, and when they did have some off points, which wasn't very often. So, and this year we got to be a little more aggressive with some of our changes that we make during the match. We learned that our first two weekends and have been pretty aggressive last couple of matches, making some changes compared to last year.
Can you take us a little more specific on what you are doing here to try and get things solidified as you head to the middle portion of the season?
Well, we have the 6-2 going, so we had some different people playing then. We switched to a 5-1, and that changed our lineup to some extent. We got one outside hitter that doesn't play in the back row, so that opened the spot up for another defensive specialist. And now Kyle Havronik from Grand Island is playing a lot more than she did the first 2 weeks. And our outside position, we've been dialing, spinning the dial a little bit, depending on who's hot, who's not. So, you know, that was kind of the story at Dort. We didn't have a outside that was hot. We all hit negative. So, that's kind of been the, if you come see us play, the changes you'll see. Who is making errors, who's not, and if we are making some errors, we need to get people in there, give them an opportunity to do it under the lights. So.
Three games at home this week, and Concordia probably the best of the three that's rolling in. You have Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan this weekend. Take me through your week.
I think Briarcliff's going to be pretty good too. They went 4 with Dort as well. They have a new coach, so we'll have to take some look at some film later this week. Concordia, obviously, they're our first conference match. I think they're better than they played at that match. They made a lot of errors on their own side, so we got to be ready for a battle for both those matches. I don't know anything about Dakota Wesleyan yet on Saturday. We haven't looked at them yet, but those two matches for sure I think are going to be games we're going to play high level at to win.
Then tournament the next week. Talk about that competition.
Yeah, we scheduled that tournament. We figured there'd be some ranked teams there, or we knew there'd be some ranked teams there, and we thought we'd be kind of on the upslope in the middle of the season, so we wanted to get a mid-season non-conference tournament in. So we're playing Oklahoma Baptist, who's always tough. They're about, I think they're 12th or 13th right now. Grandview, who just beat a top 10 team last weekend, and they were receiving votes. We'll see when the poll comes out this afternoon where they're at. And then Ashford, who always has a nice squad. So it'll be a tough tournament, a nice opportunity to kind of build our resume as we get into rankings and start pushing for a national tournament spot here.
All right, Matt, we appreciate you taking a few minutes on a busy morning to chat with us here, and we'll talk again as the season rolls along.
My pleasure, Doug.
Take care. Matt Buttermore, head coach, Hastings College. Go out and see them tomorrow night, taking on Concordia, or Friday and Saturday, their home as well, over at Lynn Farrell Arena. Don't forget, folks, lunch day. What is today? Is it Tuesday already? It's a good day to go to the Chicken Coop. If it was Thursday, good day to go to the Chicken Coop. If it was Saturday, good day to go to the Chicken Coop. 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. How about trying the chicken wings tonight? What do we got every Tuesday night at the Coop? It's a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of over 12 different flavors. Just $5. Chicken Coop in Kearney, the place to watch all your favorite sports. Maybe play some pool, darts, foosball. They've got arcade games. And for family fun, drinks and food, it's all right there for you. Whether you want the bone in or bone out, whether you want sandwiches, whether you want salads, pizza, burgers, such a great selection at the Chicken Coop. And again, every Tuesday night, it's wing basket night. Only $5. Take the crew. Get about four baskets. Mix and match. Try something you haven't tried before at the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. We're back with more after this.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
You probably already dressed better than Belichick.
Best dressed and worst dressed, huh? Seriously. ESPN.
But can you manage a roster?
We poll the coaches. We're going to poll the fans. We're going to poll the fourth graders. We're going to, the barbers. We'll poll everybody.
Tell your players it's win this week or you're out on the street.
We just couldn't do anything better.
It's Fanatics Fantasy Football. Powered by ESPNSuperstation.com. Sign up now by logging on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Set your team each week. Prizes include gift cards and pizzas from Fanatics in downtown Kearney.
Well, that's not your whole rookie signing bonus.
Check results on the Doug and Daddy Show. And just win, baby.
And I don't want to hear about what any of the situations are. You just play. Got it?
We'll see some lingering clouds around early on today, followed by sunshine developing. With a high at 75, north winds will stay at about 10 to 20. Tonight with clear skies and light winds, some patchy fog is possible late with a low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Damon Day, talking during the break. We've got Tuesday's Troutman's Trivia coming up, so get ready for that. 888-455-ESPN. $25 gift card for Troutman's coming up. The talk this morning is now Ohio State has this quarterback controversy between Braxton Miller and Kenny Guyton, who's been named, I think even was named one of the national quarterbacks of the year by the many awards that come out. He's the Big Ten offensive player. I mean, again, it's just like here at Nebraska, there is no quarterback controversy. I mean, Miller is a Heisman Trophy candidate. There's a reason he's your number one. You don't even entertain the thought of putting Guyton in. Great job. You stepped in and did what you were supposed to do, and next year you could step in and lead this football team. And if I need you again this year, it just makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. He didn't all of a sudden become better than Braxton Miller. He just didn't. He just didn't. Same way with Tommy Armstrong and Taylor Martinez and Ron Kellogg. And I thought we got through this yesterday in pretty good shape. Who do you think they should start? Ohio State or Nebraska?
I think that they should start Guyton at Ohio State. Just because he's on a roll, he's hot. And I disagree with the, you know what, if Guyton struggles, well, then you can go to Braxton Miller and ease him into it. I just think for a guy who hasn't seen game speed in 3 weeks, they keep talking about how they think he's ready, Well, I think there's probably a time and a place, and maybe you say, okay, you know, he's going to get series 4-6 or something. Like that. I don't know the answer to it because I'm not a good enough football coach to make that decision, but I just think that Guyton has earned that spot, and if Braxton is not 110% and doing everything that he needs to be doing in a practice setting, I don't think you send in a limited Braxton Miller when you have a...
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that point. You put in the guy that, you know, if your starter isn't back yet, well, then no, you don't play him, and then that's an easy one. But if they're both 100%, there's no question. And Ohio State takes on Wisconsin. That's the problem for the Buckeyes. This is really the only game that even matters all year for them. This is the only game. They beat Wisconsin. It doesn't matter what they do against Michigan. They're going to beat everybody else. Michigan's on the other side. Wisconsin's on their side.
Oh, I'm talking about from an overall season standpoint. Yeah. I agree. Their schedule's not very difficult moving forward after their weekend game with Wisconsin. But the Michigan, it's the old saying. You can go 1-10 as long as that one was versus Michigan, and that's the type of rivalry that is there.
Let's take a look at a couple of emails here to the Dent Popper inbox. Joel and Hastings. I realize that when Taylor is healthy, the coach will put him back in the starting lineup. But what are your thoughts on rotating Martinez with Armstrong like he did in this last game with those two quarterbacks? It would allow Armstrong to gain experience, and he sure looked good on Saturday. Joel, again, according to what I'm watching, what I'm seeing, what I'm paying attention to, what the coaches are telling me, there's a reason Taylor Martinez is the starter and was on the Heisman Trophy watch list and one of the top quarterbacks in the conference, according to Phil Steele. And we all know it. He's a 4-year starting quarterback. And there's a reason that the quarterbacks rotated on Saturday. It's because neither one of them was better than the other. That's why they rotated on Saturday, Tommy Armstrong and Ron Kellogg. The difference there is you got a redshirt freshman and a senior. So that shows you that Armstrong has got plenty of talent there, and Kellogg did it. And my answer to you is, as they take on Illinois, If Taylor's in there and things are going well, no, you don't rotate it, especially right now where things are at with this program. Because if it blows up in their face, then the other side of Husker fans going, what the heck did you do that for? Ryan says, I know the Jackrabbits had trouble covering our receivers, but it's apparent that Armstrong is a better passer and a natural option runner. Main thing, he threw the ball down the field. RK3 did well also. This is only one game and would like to see them against a conference defense. Hopefully they won't hesitate to use Armstrong and Kellogg if Taylor is struggling. The defense is... And let me throw that out. I know we're late in the show here. Husker fan, when has Taylor Martinez actually struggled? When has Taylor Martinez actually struggled? I mean, yeah, you may not like the way he throws the ball, but how many drop passes have we seen? And when has he actually struggled? Wasn't great against UCLA, but that first half was about as good as you could possibly play. And then he's got turf toe. Whether that impacted his play in the second half, I don't know. The defense is a work in progress, Ryan says, and will continue to be. But how can the most basic running play look so easy against the defense? They are thinking and not playing. Ryan. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Those are my thoughts.
I think it's, I do find it very interesting that we talked about, or the pundits and the media talked about, the defense was going to struggle this year for the Huskers. They graduated so much, and now they got different guys in place, different. Why is there such a ringing of the alarm that the defense isn't good when they've talked about it since May, that the defense was going to struggle? Even during the spring game, they talked about how the defense was going to struggle. So now we're just continually just piling on why the defense is struggling, but they are making some strides in some areas. They have played some good halves of football. They're starting to make the play on a more routine basis, and that's what you see in a young defense is they start to get better week in and week out. But all everybody wants to talk about is how bad they are, and then Coach Papuchis is just getting hammered. We knew this coming out of the spring game that they did not have a solid defense. And so we just continue to – it just is an amazing, amazing – and you know what? Both the quarterbacks did a good job against South Dakota State. I didn't get to see the game. I heard the game on the radio. Didn't get to see it. But it's South Dakota State. Illinois is going to be much faster. It's going to be much more athletic. Their DBs are going to have way more far range on coverages and things like that. They're going to disguise more types of things. And so you cannot start saying that – Tommy Armstrong is ready for the big time or is ready for Big Ten because he lit up South Dakota State. Their DBs, their linebackers cannot cut. Illinois is not a very good football team, but they're going to be much quicker and much more athletic than what South Dakota State did.
Should be.
And now all you're going to do by putting Tommy Armstrong in is even speed up an average defense like Illinois. You're just going to speed them up even that much more with an inexperienced quarterback. The windows that he threw in against South Dakota State are going to be much smaller and maybe not even be there. And so why would you take away all the experience that you've gained with Taylor Martinez over 4 years to put in a guy who all you're going to do is bring Illinois' defense more into play with a rookie? You can even simplify things. You can disguise more coverages. And so it's not a simple thing of, oh, get them both ready, because there's only so many reps in a week. It's not like the NCAA allows for four-hour practices every single day to where you can just keep – there's only so many snaps in a practice with the ones and the ones and whatnot. And so you start divvying up those snaps, and now you're really setting Taylor Martinez up for failure because he only got half the reps. And so if Taylor's your starter, then Taylor's your starter. It is an injury thing. You're going to say, oh, well, you just chose the Ohio State guy. Hey, that's a hot hand against he's been doing it now for 3 weeks. You know, this was a one-week thing for them, and so – it's an interesting debate, but I think Taylor Martinez is the starter, hands down, bar none, not even really a question. It's just something for us to talk about on a Tuesday.
And if you're putting these other guys in, aren't you kind of cashing in this season a little bit? Because what you're doing is preparing for the future. You're not necessarily trying to attain all the goals that you thought you were going to attain at the beginning of the year.
I think you said it best when you said it with where the temperature of the program is right now. All you are showing is even more panic button, even more consternation amongst the ranks when you start buying into this quarterback thing and starting, you know, you're right. And when you start to prepare Tommy Armstrong for the future, well, isn't the future in 2 weeks against Illinois? That's the future. That's what they're looking at. You know, Tommy Armstrong is going to have his day in the sun, and it's not right now. And he looks like he's going to be a great heir apparent. He's going to come in and do some things and maybe spread the field even more so than Taylor Martinez. But that'll be in due time. You know, they still have an opportunity to get to where they want to get to, and that's the Big Ten championship game. That's got to be their goal, their focus. And they still have – all of that is still in front of them. If we're sitting here after three losses in the next 3 weeks or something like that, then maybe you start to look towards the future. But when you haven't even played a Big Ten game yet and you're talking about how you need to change out your quarterback – you're not really setting the team up for much success, in my opinion.
Folks, let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now to wrap up our show. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible. First correct answer, we'll get the gift card. Get whatever you want with it. Snack sticks, steaks, bacon, it's all good. USDA Choice Ground Beef at Troutman's in Kearney. 888-455-3776. If you would like to be part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, give us a buzz now and we'll get our Tuesday portion going. Also want to remind you while we get the calls lined up here, Husker Lunch, there will not be one tomorrow because it is the bye week. We will be in studio, but we will be talking with some of the same great folks, and we'll get to that in a moment. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Josh from Kearney.
All right, Josh, there's no Husker game this week, so we're going to do a little baseball because Damon Day is in. Mariano Rivera is the all-time Yankees save leader. We all know that. Who's second on that list?
I have no idea.
All right, well, try back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, this is Rob.
Rob, do you know who has the second most saves in Yankee history?
Goose Gossage?
It is not Goose Gossage, but that's a great guess, and that would have been my guess. It's hard to believe. It is hard to believe that Goose Gossage only had 151 saves.
But the best mustache in all of Major League Baseball.
Yes, and one of the greatest moments. Anytime George Brett homered off him, it was great. Let's stay with it. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
It's Bob.
Bob, second most saves in Yankee history is?
Let's try Sparky Lyle.
Sparky Lyle is fourth, right behind Goose Gossage. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Bob, throwing out Sparky Lyle. That's an awesome one.
Like it.
Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Dan.
Dan, who's got the second most saves in Yankee history?
Dave Rigetti.
Was that just too easy? You Yankee fans, you look it up? I always want to know. Yeah, you looked it up. That's okay. $25 gift card coming your way. Stay with us, and thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
Jeff will get you set up. There's no way to not do that anymore, is there?
Oh, no. You can just voice activate it, and it'll tell you anything. I was the other
You think
day.
Siri even knows that? You just say, Siri, who's got the second most saves in Yankee history?
One of my players told me that you can ask Siri where to dispose of a dead body, and it'll give you like four options. It'll tell you where like the dump is, where the nearest lake is, all sorts of things.
Oh, Dave Rigetti, 224 saves, Goose Gossage, 151. Dave Rigetti.
How many for Mariano Rivera?
652.
Wow. And that is also a product of how the game has changed, though.
Gossage came in the 7th or 8th inning.
Yeah, the save has definitely changed over the last 15 to 20 years, but Mo Rivera's career is man, was he good.
Yeah.
With one pitch.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell my pitchers who show up with like 9 pitches, oh, I got 9 pitches. Well, let's just work on one great one.
Yeah. You,
instead of 9 below average, let's just go with one really good one.
I don't need 9 mush balls.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On, man. Hey, as we get out of here, we want to say thanks to the folks that joined us on the program today, including our co-host Damon Day, Matt Buttermore, the head volleyball coach at Hastings College, and our head football coaches at Hastings and UNK, Tony Harper and Daryl Morris. Coming up tomorrow, we're in studio, Loper Link. We'll talk with soccer coach John Mazner. We'll talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as we've reached the midway point already of the high school football season. And we'll talk with Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World Herald. We'll get his grade on this Husker football team after the non-conference season. So join us tomorrow here in studio for the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook will join us on Thursday's program. High school volleyball tonight, 2 of the top 10 teams all class in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. Aurora at Grand Island Northwest, approximately 7:30 for the first serve tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney is hosting North Platte, Kearney Catholics at Wood River. Hastings is hosting Crete and McCook in a try. St. Cecilia is hosting Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central's over at St. Paul. Damon, have a good week, man.
Thanks, buddy.
We will see Damon back on the 1st of October. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.